Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. For the next couple of programs, I want to tell you why I'm a member of the church. And when I speak of the church, I'm talking about the church that belongs to Christ, the one that he established, the one that he promised to build, the one that he has promised to save, the church that you read about in the Bible. When I talk about being a member of the church, I'm talking about being a member of the church that belongs to Christ. It is of him. It's his possession. I'm not talking about any denomination. I don't care about being a member of any denomination. I believe the Bible, and the Bible doesn't mention any denomination. It doesn't authorize the existence of any denomination. I don't read about any denomination. Neither do you. Neither does anybody's clergyman read about any denomination. But it does talk about the church that belongs to Christ. Now, the Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Well, this is what I propose to do, to give reason for the hope that I have in the church. Now, friend, we ought to have scriptural reasons for what we are religiously. People ought not be, just because somebody else is a member of a church, that I'm a member of the church because they are. And people ought not just blindly accept what somebody may say to them or teach them or tell them what to believe. Now, that's not to cast reflection upon preachers and teachers. That's not to say to be disrespectful of parents or friends. But we want to focus attention upon the ultimate authority for what we believe, the reason why we practice what we do. We all believe many things at first, certainly because we have confidence in the one who may have taught us. That might have begun with the parents, it might be with a friend. But friend, there comes a time when we must believe what we believe, because we have a Bible reason for believing it. The Bible teaches us the truth. We want to know the truth. Every faithful gospel preacher will urge his hearers to do as did the noble Reans of old, and that is to search the Scriptures to see what is true, Acts 17:11. May I ask you, why are you what you are religiously? Why do you belong to the church to which you belong, if you belong to one? Now, some are members of certain churches for no better reason than the fact that their ancestors were members of that church, and so they please their father or mother or their grandparents, and that's why they are what they are. And some have married a mate who was a member of some church, and they were persuaded to join that church, and they just went along with whatever their mate wanted. Do you know others are what they are because of business, because of political and social benefits that they receive? I remember when I was young, a man moved into our community. He was a druggist, and he was a member of the church. But he left the church and joined a denomination because that denomination was the biggest in number in the community, and he said, "It's better for my business to be a member of the biggest church." Well, people have reasons like that. There are some who belong to the church to which they are members because the building is the closest to their home. Well, friends, such reasons certainly fall short of what Scripture would demand of us. Now, we must understand there's a difference between the Church of Christ, which you read in the Bible, and the many denominations which are round about. The Church of the Bible has no kinship with those denominations. As we have said before, and so we say to you again, no denomination has biblical authority for its existence. They all exist by the authority of men, whereas the church is of God. The church is composed of the, is not composed of the sum total of all the denominational world. The Bible never presents the church in such fashion as that. We should be members of the church of which the Bible speaks for the reasons that the Bible speaks. So let us first insist that we're members of the church that's called the Church of Christ because we want to be governed by what the Bible does teach. We simply cannot conceive belonging to something religiously of which we don't read one word in all of God's revelation. Our life, our eternity, our salvation, our hope, our forgiveness, all such things are just too important to commit to something that's not even from the Bible. All who know anything about the Bible readily admit that the church belongs to Christ, and that church is revealed in the Bible. Isn't that the one to which we ought to belong? Until those who have been taught concerning the church, we need to understand the church not in denominational terms. That idea needs to be released from their mind. That's a preconceived misinformation. It's almost impossible for people who have been wedded to denomination to realize the Bible only speaks of one church. It never speaks of many churches join the church of your choice. It doesn't talk like that. The Bible talks about the church established by Christ, and Paul says the church is the body of Christ and says there's one body. It doesn't take an Einstein to understand then that the Bible teaches there is one church. Now, the Bible doesn't teach us just to join some church or to join the church of your choice. Now, while this is what denominational clergymen will preach, that's not what the Scriptures teach. And no person joins the church that belongs to Christ. When one obeys the gospel, the Bible says God adds him to the church, Acts 2:47. He doesn't become a member of it because he's met certain qualifications that men have decided. What one does to be saved, friend, that's the same thing that he does for God to add him to the church. And why is that true? It's because the church is the saved. The church is composed of the saved. The church is people. People who have been washed clean by the blood of Christ and therefore forgiven of their past sins and they belong to the Lord. That's what the church is. The church is the house or the family of God. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. And one is born into that family when he is born of the water and the Spirit. John 3:3-5. And that new birth enables one to enter the kingdom. And the kingdom is the church. The Bible teaches that those in the church were in the kingdom. When John wrote to the churches in Galatia, in Revelation chapter 1, he said they were in the kingdom. The kingdom is the church. Now, we are members of the church that belongs to Christ because it is of Christ. Friend, it's his. He built it. Matthew 16. He died for it. He paid by the blood. He purchased his church. The fact that he is the Son of God is the very foundation upon which the church is built. Christ promised to build his church, and he promised to only build one, and he built it upon the fact that he is the Son of God. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You see, Colossians 1:18 teaches us that Christ is the head of the church. No man can assume to be the head of the church, for Christ is the head of the church. And it is his by virtue of the fact that he purchased it with his own blood. Acts 20 and verse 28. He is the tried and tested and proven foundation, that of which Isaiah wrote when he said, therefore saith the Lord, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Isaiah 28. And Christ read those scriptures and he identified himself as that stone. You know, people sometimes ask, are you a Christian? And if you say yes, then they might ask you, to what church do you belong? Friends, there's no such thing as being a Christian without belonging to his church, not a human denomination. Biblically speaking, the question reveals a great misunderstanding as to the nature of the church. One had just as soon ask, are you a Christian? Yes. Well, to which Christ do you belong? Well, there's only one Christ. To which church do you belong? There's only one church, just as there's only one Christ. You will never find anything about hyphenated church members like a Methodist Christian or a Baptist Christian or a Presbyterian Christian and so on. You just don't ever read anything like that. You just find that the disciples were called Christians, Acts 11 and verse 26. All the denominational appendages came from men. You see, friend, the Lord's church was established at the place and at the time that the prophet said it would be established. It was established in the city of Jerusalem. On the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we read about that beginning in Acts chapter 2, the prophets Isaiah and Micah and Daniel and Zechariah. In fact, Peter said in Acts 3 and verse 24, all the prophets had foretold of those days. And if a church had its beginning other than in Jerusalem, if it had its beginning on a day other than the day of Pentecost, which is around A.D. 30 or 33, depending upon which calendar you count, then it is not the church that Christ built if it's built somewhere else, if its headquarters is somewhere else. The headquarters of the church is where the head is, and the head is in heaven, and Christ is the head of the church. And I simply ask, and it's a very fair question, and I ask it in kindness, but I provoke, I hope, your examination of the scriptures. Why should anyone want to be a member of the church that Christ didn't build, when he can belong to the one that he did build? You know, in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Now, the oracles of God that we must obey and believe, that's found in the New Testament. This, the new covenant to Jesus Christ, is not the old law that God gave to the Israelites under the law of Moses. It's under Jesus Christ. He is our high priest. He is the one that built the church, and we need to have a biblical reason for being a part of that which he built. Friend, when we say church of Christ, that's simply a possessive phrase. That simply shows the one to whom it belongs. The phrase church of God, that's found in the scripture. That's to simply say the church belongs to God. We need to belong to that church. And this is the reason that we emphasize the church that the Bible talks about. We urge people to belong to that. The Lord has given us reasons to be members of that church, and in our next lesson, I want us to support and to see why we want to belong to that particular body which belongs to Jesus Christ. We hope that you will be listening, but we hope more that you will examine the scripture and see what is so. This is A Burning Fire. Until next time, your speaker is Jim Boyd.